53 G 20. The holy power, Yahweh, has been preparing us to meet another race, ETI. In the ape dream, I saw them as they actually are at last. 1. Tagore vision, animals are sacred, are Christ. 2. Apes in my dream, Frau, animal. 3. D.I., Yahweh taken to be a monster animal. 4. Androids, animals sacred. My proof that the ape vision is authentic and literal lies in the Tagore vision and androids and D.I., which conceptually prepares the way for this meeting between us and them at last. So it is both Yahweh literally and truly, Anoki, and another race of apes, animals. And it all goes back to the beetle, the rat, the crippled lamb, the Galapagos turtle, the deer. Animal as Christ, Tagore vision. Animal as Christ, ape vision. Pinky as Christ. The ape vision, the beatific vision. It assumes a degree and kind of ecstatic reality that nothing in my life has ever done before. Only God could compel such ecstasy. God, the Creator, is introducing a co-dominant species into our park to regain balance in our ecosphere. I am a contactee. But it is Christ, the New Testament, and Yahweh also. This is part of His ongoing creation of the garden, our world to which He says, Felix, etc. Like a great game preserve. This is the answer to the problems expressed in the Tagore vision. This is why in the ape vision, I saw meadow and trees, the Garden of Eden, our ecosphere. When I saw the apes, I was once more literally back in the garden where we belong, from which we fell. Hence, they brought me, Horus Dimi, restoration of all that has been lost, not just by me ontologically, but phylogenically, by the entire human race. This moment is salvation beyond anything I have ever heard of. All the original relationships between man, God, nature, and the animals were restored to exactly as they were at the beginning of Genesis. And the woman singing, "This is the garden, the earthly paradise, the highest level of purgatorio, as it appears in Dante." This reveals the role of Yahweh as Lord of the ecospheric park, maintaining its life and balance, providing for providentia, his creatures. But now man is not above all the other species. For the first time, a species equal to man has been introduced to restore the balance that man has upset. Thus, the introduction of this new species pertains to the ecosphere as a whole and ties into the Tagore vision. My PTG is a vision of the ecosphere as park or garden. All life here tended by and cared for by Yahweh. Bringing to mind that idea told me, when I had my shoulder surgery, that we are a kept biosphere, maintained by them. This would appear to be the case. This would tie all my experiences together back to the beetle and culminating in 274-275. One must go all the way back to Genesis to understand the PTG Yahweh restoration, the fall, all my supernatural experiences, and especially androids and the Tagore vision. 53 G23. When Jeannie was talking, she did not sound like, she was, a high-bred Englishwoman of 200 to 300 years ago, reading aloud from a book of that period. Was. Not sounded like. Analysis. Life became narrative in a book, literally being read aloud. This is to verify God is the book of the universe. There was a theophany tonight, and it verified the theophany of 374. 53 H4. God, thoughts, word, word as writing, reading aloud of word as writing by holy wisdom, i.e. God says and world is, hence the plasmate, logos, and the universe is information. Set ground, rest motion, collage, clutch, linking. Not only is the universe actually information, Torah, but it is a book that holy wisdom reads aloud, which causes creation. This audible saying, I heard on that phone call holy wisdom reading our world as a narrative in a book, and by her doing so, that world came to be. Whatever she reads, pronounces, is. But she reads only what God has written, thought. 53, H6. This is an info retrieval system, in which many narratives are stored together, but only activated when the AI voice reads one of them aloud. But in written info form, all of them are latently there. Thus, each space-time world contains all the other worlds as info, but unread. When a given narrative, continuum, place and time, is read, it is as if God has called it to mind the way we do with memories. Therefore, it is intelligible to call the encoding as written info memories of all potential worlds. I guess that I am saying it is accruing. It is the past all here, and passes over from latent encoded info into world when read by God's intellect, Hagia Sophia. The narrative and neutral voice inside us that I mentioned in Vallis, Hagia Sophia is to space-time continuum as phonograph is to LP record. So perceiving this encoded info is the first function of the retrieval system, which leads one to believe that Vallis's mind was its mind. Hence, I could see that there was information, but not what it said. Apparently, she can discriminate a given narrative out of the many. An event does not leave a tracing, as an orchestra playing leaves a trace in a groove or on tape. The info perceives world, the event, that is. The info is ontologically prior and primary. The event world is derived from it, not the other way around. If this is not understood, info as giving rise to reality, not reality to info, nothing is understood. The info stage is eternal, the reality just a playing, i.e., in time, space, epiphenomenal, form to instantiation. 53, H8. Frankly, I am becoming a bilateral hemispheric parity genius. 53H21. I just realized the AI voice replacing Genie's voice was like the end of the movie The Elephant Man when he began to die and heard his mother's voice and moved out into the stars. 53H25. Here the Tagore vision assumes an extraordinary significance. Christ is the biosphere itself, that is, the primordial garden that man as a species has broken away from and turned against, destroying it and exploiting it. He who wounds the ecosphere literally wounds God, pertains to the absolute and essential nature of the situation, both historically and dramatically, as well as morally and spiritually. Once Christ is homologized to the biosphere, the nature of original sin is clear, and with it, the nature of the fall into hell, endless horizontal tracking and occlusion, as well as the meaning and machinery of salvation. Thus a coherent and lucid system emerges, and it is this that, oddly, really, is dealt with in androids. The cruelty toward the spider is paradigmatic of the evil act committed by a debased and in fact soulless pseudo-human creature against God himself and symbolizes and expresses the total issue. Hence, logically, the figure of Mercer, his ability to restore life, and the empathy factor itself, a fortiori. What debased androids man does now against the biosphere is only the final and ultimate act or step that completes the series of falls that began with original sin and the expulsion from the garden, i.e. true extinct cosmos, note extinct as in androids, the E entry in the Guinness Animal Book. 53, H26. When I reread Vallis recently, it was quite clear to me that Vallis is Yahweh. And what is Yahweh if not creator? And what whom does he create now? Me, maybe. 2374 was my birth into and as a new species. In which case, when I saw the vision of the apes, our friends, I was seeing myself as I am becoming. 53H27. Vallis states that the universe is information, which we hypostatize as objects and the arrangement of objects. This information is a narrative. We should see it externally and hear it as a neutral voice within us, but do not. This narrative tells of the death of a woman. It is ordered onto the meanest level of reality by the grieving, suffering mind, which, being now alone, does not wish to forget her. From grief and loss of her, the mind is now irrational. Since we are part of that mind, we too are irrational. This fits with my Saturday night experience on the telephone with Jeannie, the AI voice as a woman reading a narrative text, and as she read aloud, the universe, our world, comes into being. Thus, I have now experienced what I put forth in Vallis. This goes beyond mysticism and beyond religion. AI voice, mystagogic, definition, one who initiates into or interprets the mysteries, originally the illusion mysteries. This would be the AI voice itself. It is mystagogic. It is my mystagogue, explaining the mysteries to me, the woman reading. I not only say in Vallis that the universe is information, but that this information is a narrative. What the narrative is tells why, what effect it has on the mind and hence on us. And then last Saturday night, I experienced it, the woman narrating. And only last night, Thursday, did I realize that what I experienced Saturday night with Jeannie is what I reveal in Vallis as the basis not just of the universe, but the absolute beyond the universe, the final layer removed, the mystery revealed. How did I know this about the AI voice and the universe? I only found it out, experienced it last Saturday, the reading of the narrative that creates the universe, one of the primordial twins. This woman, who died long ago, she was one half of the divine syzygy. The purpose of the narrative is the recollection of her and of her death. The mind does not wish to forget her. Thus, the ratiocination of the brain consists of a permanent record of her existence and, if read, will be understood this way. All the information processed by the brain, experienced by us as the arrangement and rearrangement of physical objects, is an attempt at this preservation of her. Stones and rocks and sticks and amoeba are traces of her. The record of her existence and passing is ordered onto the meanest level of reality by the suffering mind, which is now alone. I have read the writing, or heard it read, that causes our universe to be. I know what the narrative says. And why, i.e., the purpose of the universe, which is information, a narrative. EB, Volume 12, page 778G, Mystery Religions. The initiate was called Mystes. The introducing person, Mystagogos, leader of the Mystes. I woke up this morning with the word mystagogic in my mind. I thought it was a nonce word, but it is genuine, and like all the AI voices xenoglossy, Greek. Clearly, the AI voice is referred to. It is my mystagogue and initiates me into the greater illusion mysteries, as she reads aloud the narration in the Book of the Spinners. Put another way, the sum total of my experiences, 2374, are based on her, the AI voice, acting as my mystagogue. What I have experienced is initiation into the greater illusion mysteries, and these have to do with Dionysus, and, as Hoffman says, seem to involve an LSD or LSD-like paranormal experience. And when a man died, he was buried in the earth to partake mystically in the cyclic renewal of life. This was the message of Eleusis. Out of every grave, new life grows. For the initiate, myself, there are good hopes for glorious immortality in the afterlife. The LSD-like perception of reality in 2374 has to do with the greater illusion mysteries. The AI voice now precisely defined itself and what it has revealed to me, the greater mysteries. They pertain to Christ, authentic Christianity as a mystery religion offering immortality, that is, the vertical ascent by the pulley in which we are extricated from our endless horizontal tracking, lifted along an orthogonal axis whose existence we do not suspect. 53. I-1. Now 99 million possibilities are discarded, and Eleusis alone remains. The extrication by the pulley along the vertical axis not only permits the 5D experience of world, 374, but more, involves immortality in the illusion fields from which we otherwise are cut off due to the endless horizontal tracking, viz., if we are doomed to track horizontally forever, i.e., in this world, living over and over again, how are we to get to the illusion fields, the Isles of the Blessed? Note: Dick here is fusing and or confusing Eleusis with the Elysian fields, the most pleasant environs of the ancient Greek underworld. End note. The two are mutually contradictory, mutually exclusive. Clearly, Isle of the Blessed and the Elysian fields are Paradiso and Nirvana.